Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Heartland Music bringing us back. That's John Mellencamp. Used to be John Cougar. And welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a good hangout with our good buddy Doug Barry. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there when you get a chance. And by the way, if you go there and look up Doug Barry, he's pretty prominent this week on our website, but you can find him by searching the B's in the alphabet or categories or whatever it takes to find the things that Doug has taught us over the years. Most of it is still valid stuff that you can use if you want to get your export education going. And don't forget, their website is export.gov. I really encourage you to go there and start that your education process on that, because as you know, I believe that if you can sell anything outside of your neighborhood, then you're the future of growth for you. A lot of the future of your growth over the decades to come is going to be in the outside the four walls of the United States. Doug, one of the things that we do when we export is we deal with people who help us make that happen. And one of them is something called a freight forwarder. And I'd like for you to tell the audience what a freight forwarder is and why we should care.
Sure, Jim. Freight forwarders are a very, very important part of the export and import process. On the import side, they are customs brokers, and basically they will help bring the goods into the country. We work mostly with the freight forwarding side of the business, and there are freight forwarders that just do the freight forwarding, which is basically helping U.S. companies send their goods to other countries.
Do they help prevent the stuff from getting stuck at customs, stuck on the dock?
Yes, they do. That's the biggest risk for
them. They know the grids, the skids to grease, don't they?
They do. And I think all of us have probably benefited, often without knowing. One time I bought some furniture in Macau, which is near Hong Kong, and I walked into the store one hot, steamy August day, walked out, and 3 weeks later, the furniture arrived at a port in Baltimore, and then a day later it was trucked and dropped right in front of my house.
Wow.
In Washington, D.C. And that happened seamlessly, all because of this professional group of people known as customs brokers. And the freight forwarders do it for U.S. companies who ship their goods outside of the country. You don't have to have one. You can do it yourself. You can fill out all the forms.
What's the cost of a freight forwarder? What percentage would you say?
It varies. I don't think it's a percentage. It's usually a fee for service. So each document will have a cost involved in it. They will also help you. You know, they'll find a trucking company. They don't operate them necessarily themselves. Some do.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the stuff at your back door.
So they're like an exporting agent.
An agent.
On both ends, right? On the shipping and the receiving?
Yes, shipping and receiving. And in the shipping side, they can also help you pull together your letter of credit if that's the way you are going to arrange payment.
Okay.
They can help.
Get involved with Ex-Im Bank at all?
Not really. No,
yeah.
That would have to be done separately.
Mm-hmm.
But they can get involved with the bank that receives the export import bank guarantee, and then help draw up the letter of credit at that point.
And I guess that's just so that everybody can feel sure that when the money's released, that the goods have actually been received, or that once the goods have been received, that the money then gets released.
Yes, that's correct. And there are,
because there's a handshake there, right? There's a I'll show you yours when you show me mine, a handshake kind of thing that has to happen. And that's the break point, isn't it?
Right. And the bank will not release the money until the letter of credit is delivered and signed, and the goods are there at the port. Then the money is released
and somebody has to say all is well before that happens. And so this freight forwarder has the credentials to do that.
Yes, it works well every day with billions of dollars of stuff that's transiting the world, and a lot of it is thanks to these freight forwarders and customs brokers.
Do you guys help, is that part of your charter, is to help small business owners find freight forwarders?
We can't name them, but we certainly can send them to the Association of Freight Forwarders, and they will give you recommendations of their members who are bonded and licensed to do this sort of work.
But as you're doing now with us on the show, you guys can also educate small business owners about the role that, that freight forwarders play so that you know when and where to use them.
Yes, and we're working closely with the freight forwarders because they are probably in touch with about 95% of all of the exporters in the United States. What? They're involved with each of those transactions.
What? Where would you send them? Is there a website where you would send them?
Yes, it's well, certainly they can give us a call at 1-800-USA-TRADE, and we'll pass them on to the
Association. Okay, good. That's the way to do it. Or go to the website, export.gov. 1-800-USA-TRADE, folks, is the phone number. You might get Doug on the phone. If you do, he'll help you. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here.
What's the capital of Vietnam?
Singapore, Saigon. Hanoi. I got to go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.